Hi, everybody, and happy Monday. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nadia's World with your girl Nadia. So I'm not going to be on here too long. We are going to get into our segment, Who Am I? We're definitely going to get into that. But we are going to talk about the Grammys. Music's biggest night. How was it? Did y'all tune in? But I'm saying if you didn't tune in, over 16,000,095 people tuned in. That's a bit from last year, about 30% up. So yeah. So again, I'm going to get into that also. So before we, actually, let's get it started, shall we? Let's get it popping. So, of course, I didn't get to mention this on my last episode, but again, we pretty much lost definitely in the actors and the actor, and we definitely lost two folks in the Broadway world. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Cheetah Rivera and Hilton Battle. They both collectively are in the Broadway world. They're both dancers. Hilton Battle was a choreographer. Cheetah Rivera passed away at the age of 91, and Hinton Battle, he passed away at the age of 66. And also Carl Weathers, you guys are, if you're not familiar with him, look him up. He is a well-known actor. We know him from all the Rocky movies, where him and Sylvester Stallone character were more arch enemies at first, and then they grew to be the best of friends. And when Apollo, well, his character, we all know in the Rocky movies, was Apollo Creed. And when, unfortunately, Apollo Creed was killed, Rocky was on a mission to get revenge. Just saying. They remained friends for over the years. He recently was in, Carl recently starred in The Mandolin. Unfortunately, he passed away in his sleep. He died at the age of 70. I think it was either 76, if I'm not mistaken. Let me make sure I got that corrected. If I don't have that correct, I'll definitely I will definitely give you guys the info on that one. But yes, I forgot to tell you guys that on the last episode. But yeah, I was trying to spin through as much as I could. So that part. Okay. The Grammys. Let's talk about America's Biggest Night. Let's go. All right. Trevor Noah, once again, gave his hosting duties. He emceed the entire thing. He pretty much was giving an overall view. He sat down with the guests. I mean, he was very entertaining, very, very, you know, I wouldn't say he kept it with the zingers, but he kept you on the edge of your seat, because you was like, it was kind of like saying, oh, no, don't, oh, did he just, oh, wait a minute. I mean, he was definitely a crowd pleaser, and he was definitely on point with the things that he was saying. And again, it was just making light of the conversation, and just, you know, as a host, everybody hosts differently, so he has his own formula with hosting. So yeah, he didn't disappoint. The Legends came out last night. Did you see it? Tracy Chapman, where the hell she been at? Okay. Annie freaking Lennox. Say what now? Say what? Stevie Wonder, let's go. And then to give the award for Song of the Year, Celine Dion. Just looking absolutely exquisite. And did you see Mariah Carey? Come on now. The Legends was all over the place yesterday. They did it representing through and through. So congratulations to all the nominees, and congratulations to all the winners. The memoriam, definitely different. So before we jump over the memoriam session, let's jump back a little bit. As far as the performers were concerned, it was a good arrangement of people, but they had dragged it out for Burna Boy to come on. They were dragging it. I'm not even going to hold you. They were getting on my nerve. He didn't go on stage until about 11 o'clock. So you already know I was pissed off, because I was like, damn, I had to wait 3 hours for this. But of course, you know, Burna Boy came out, didn't disappoint, had my boo thing, Brandy. Yes, come on, Red Boots. Come on, Red Boots. Honey, she was stepping real light with them Red Boots, baby. Had the red lipstick on. She did not disappoint. And of course, 21 Savage was rocking his red as well. So yes, I waited. I think that was the best way for me to wait. So I wasn't too mad with that. But next time they could have put him on a little bit earlier. Damn. I mean, 3 hours for this? Just saying. But hey, I was happy. And then after that, I had to go to sleep. Sister got coins to make. So yeah. Okay. Let's jump back to the memoriam. So I'm not too sure if they got to get everybody into the memoriam. I don't think that's an excuse. They represented music. I think everybody should have been a part of that. And I'm going to tell you one person that I feel, I'm not saying got left out, but you didn't see his name up there. But I'll jump into that in just a second. Okay. As far as the memoriam was concerned, Stevie Wonder, of course, started it off with tribute to Tony Bennett. As most of you guys know, Tony Bennett did pass away last year. Okay. Tony Bennett, we know, has spanned throughout the decades. He's the originators of the Rat Pack. Well, not so much the Rat Pack, but his voice is serenaded in gold as well. Okay. Aside from that, Stevie wanted to pay tribute to Tony Bennett. So every song that he sung, he pretty much sung for Once in My Life. Okay. Moving on into it, John Batiste, who you know does The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, he is part of the band, was joined on stage by the one and only Miss Gospel, the lead singer of Sounds of Blackness, Miss Ann Nesby. Okay. Then they also had the dynamic duo production team of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And of course, the choir was killing it. So it was quite interesting that on the Sunday we get a little soul of the gospel here. Amen. Amen. Okay. Also, Tina Turner. Yes, Tina. Mm-hmm. Y'all know Tina. Come on now, Tina. The goddess of rock and roll, that voice. And how she likes to do things nice and easy. Just saying. Fantasia paid respect to her. Fantasia did not disappoint. They did Proud Mary, of course. That's cardio work right there. You got to do it proud, honey. You got to do it proud. You got to do it justice. So it was happy to see Fantasia back up on in the Grammys, singing, doing what she does best and rocking it like ain't nothing else. You know what I mean? Let me make sure I'm not missing any parts here. So as far as the in memorials were done, I think it was handled very differently this year. And I like the fact that they kind of flow with it. Oh, yes. Before I forget, yes. Annie freaking Lennox. Come on, man. Come on. She paid tribute to Sinead O'Connor. Interesting enough, you had the team of the Melvin sisters. That was Wendy and Lisa. For those who don't know the backstory on Wendy and Lisa, they were actually in the band The Revolution from Prince. And yes, it goes deeper than the eye can say. So it was nice to see Annie Lennox, and they were pretty much, she paid respect to Sinead O'Connor. And of course, Prince's song, Nothing Compares to You, was his song. And Sinead O'Connor redid it over, and Sinead O'Connor took it to number one. And it stayed at number one for some time. And we remember her for that particular song. Not because it came from Prince, but Sinead O'Connor did that song. She just gave it even more life. Prince had his rendition, did his spin, but Sinead O'Connor took it somewhere really deeply, to the point where that song actually make you tear up a bit, because she's definitely emoting her emotions in this song, and you can't help but spring a leak over it. Just saying. So, yeah. As far as it was dealt with the Grammys, it was held at the Cryno Arena that used to be the Staples Center. It pretty much was raining cats and dogs. The whole area of California is going through a rain advisory. So mudslides, you name it, are included. So yeah, they're going through a lot, but they did not disappoint last night. Also, Mr. Sean Carter, Jay-Z's what he's known. Didn't see this coming. Was given the Dr. Dre Social Impact Award. That was presented to him. That's presented to him, to his many contributions. As you guys know, we all know what Jay-Z has pretty much gave to the music industry, also to the rap industry, and as of recently, even over the summer last year, he pretty much, his work and artistry was featured at the public library that was in Brooklyn. So that's a very esteemed honor when your work, your body of work, is presented in the library itself. You're shown lyrics and content from all your songs, your biography, the whole synopsis. So that was definitely an honor. And they pretty much kept that at the Brooklyn Library for some time. A couple of months, going from the summer all the way into the end of the year. So yeah, that's a huge, huge honor. So in theory, Jay-Z pretty much came up to the stage and brought Blue, who is like a spitting image of her mom, up on stage with him. And as Beyonce looked down in the crowd. Okay, so Jay-Z pretty much summed up the fact that he feels as though when it comes to the industry, which we all know, that rap music has not been a part of the Grammy standard. It happened a long time ago when DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince won their first award in 1989, for parents just don't understand. And their category was not even televised. They were not televised winning. They were not giving a time to even get a speech or anything at all. So they pretty much boycotted not showing up to the Grammys, but they would watch it at home. Jay-Z also returned the favor back in 1998 when he won for Best Rap Award. He didn't go at all. And he watched the Grammys on television. So he pretty much summed up that the Grammys were pretty much unfair and not so much biased. He felt that in each and every category, especially when it came to record album of the year, that his better half should have gotten it for her album Renaissance. And he just pretty much, I'm not saying he went on a tangent, he just went, you know, he was just trying to, you know, put, I wouldn't say put people on blast, but make people accountable. But he did say at the end of the day that you do have to continuously show up, make your place at the table, continuously work, and it will pay off at the end. And that was pretty much it. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? What y'all think? For me, I'm thinking like this. You have to look at things from a very business aspect. It's understandable to speak up and talk about things and also change it. You have to be able to change it. Now, we know that the Grammys have been around since 1959. We know how this industry works now. A lot of things have changed from back then till now. But now is a little bit more trickier because the artists are the business. You're not going to always be signed to a record label. You have to pretty much pick up your own, you have to be your own label until you find a distribution that's able to be for your backing. And I'm telling you like this, if you're not an artist that wants to do things independently, because sometimes with these record labels, you're signing on a dotted line, but you don't know what the hell you're signing. And then now, not everybody, there is no record store or there is no CD store, no record store anymore. Streaming is picking it up. Okay. Streaming services are picking it up. So that's also on revenue. That's also about concerts. That's also on airplay. And we're not talking airplay in just one state. We're talking airplay all up in the 50 states. Then also, are you rolling out music videos? is streaming services getting all of this? That includes YouTube, that includes TikTok, that includes Instagram, that includes Facebook, that includes you on your panhandle. What are you doing? Then of course you have to meet the talk show circuits, the morning show circuits, and any other and more importantly, radio. Streaming radio. We're talking about not sitting in the booth talking to people. We're also talking about you got to deal with other streaming services when it comes to the radio aspect also. So just like you put your heart and soul into your music and you expect the fans to put their hearts and their souls into buying it, it goes hand in hand. But this time now, the music industry is different. And I mean very different. Worlds apart. Because maybe you have outlets like maybe Walmart and Target still selling CDs, still selling cassettes, still selling albums. And we're not even talking about things of eBay, things of other internet things. So you have to, and then also with Billboard, you have to know of these stations that translate to Billboard stations. Like let's use this for example. Here in New York, we got our top 40 stations, and then we have our hip hop and R&B stations. Let's talk about it. Now, do you think Top 40 Radio, you know Top 40 Radio is going to play a Taylor Swift song? We talking Light FM, we talking KTW, we talking Z100. They're going to play a Taylor Swift song. Just like they're going to play a Beyonce song, because Taylor Swift's music is popular. Beyonce's music is popular. They're both popular artists, but with Beyonce, she's also an R&B artist. So now let's go to the hip hop side, because now Beyonce has more dominance than Taylor Swift. I don't think Hot 97, WBLS, and Power 105 is gonna play a dang Taylor Swift song. Are you kidding me? If they do play a Taylor Swift song, that would be very rare. But they will play a Beyonce song. Let's talk about that. They will play a Beyonce song in a New York heartbeat. And let's not even talk about the stuff that's on iHeartRadio with throwback channels. They're going to play all Beyonce stuff too. Whether it not be today. But they'll play all her stuff back from probably 2017 going back on. 2018 and going back. And you never know. And then you have places where you can request to play whatever they want to play on whatever channel or whatever station. And again, you still have to be a business person. You still have to put out music videos. You still have to launch your music. Even if you don't tell your fans when it's coming out, for you to just throw it out there, that's telling them, because they get to run that streams. That's where the music is. Concerts, that's where the money is. You got to fly where the money reside. And you have to constantly be always evolution, or always pinpointing. You may not have the best album this year. You may not have it next year. But again, let's talk about it. Beyonce is a very when it comes to the Grammys, she is the most celebrated, decorated artist, period. She surpassed what Lauryn Hill won in one night. She surpassed it, Norah Jones. She even tried to come for Michael Jugular. But she's been the female to do that. So her not having a Grammy at this particular time for this year, that's okay. It just presses her to work even harder, to go to push the pulse. And now that her husband is understandable, is pretty much sounding and launching his voice, I think y'all two need to join forces and get on the league with the Grammys and change the minds of these people, because they're the ones that do the voting. It's not so much us as the fans, but they do tell the fans to vote also. So it is the fans that are voting. for their favorite artist to win or to be nominated. Let's talk about that. Not to win, but to be nominated. And then the board has to meet up with who they think. And I'm not sure if they're picking the right people that will go on. But at the same time, you do need people that understand music. And when I say that understand music, we're talking about all genres. They're not just dealing with just popular music. They're not just dealing with R&B music. No, they understand pop music. They understand R&B music. They understand gospel, Applebee's, Afrobeat, jazz, blues, folk. Underground, rock, techno, country, bluegrass, gospel. If I said that already, did I say jazz too? Yes, I did. They have to understand every inch of music. Because I, like I said, I'm not sitting here and acting like I'm the freaking glossary on music, but I understand it. And this is why I have this podcast, to kind of give an insight on music, on what I know and what I grew up. So I'm telling this from of information, but also of personal. Because let's talk about it. I could sit here and listen to any genre of music that I would like to have and want and do. But again, it has to spark my interest. And most importantly, it has to spark the interest of people that are listening. Because I grew up in a different time. Not because, just because I grew up in the 80s, don't think I don't know about music from what? 1970, 1980, not the 90s, mid-2000s, today? Do I listen to today's music? Not so much, because it's not like what I grew up on. It's not. People took their time going in studios and writers and production and you know, being honed and crafted. You know what I mean? You didn't get to see the light of day until you were that person. You showed up and showed out. You knew how to, I'm not saying they programmed you. I'm not saying they de-groomed you or anything like that. But it was like I can't even say a train either, because that's even used out of content. But they had developments for artists, so you will be able to talk and walk, and you had stage presence, and you knew how to hype, and you knew how to come back to, and whatever you came out with on that stage, that's what the hell you left, and you come back and be like, hi, like nothing ever happened. So that's what I'm saying, and that's what, you know, I bring to this. I bring a sense of knowledge, but also on personal, and I'm not inept to checking my facts and saying, okay, I screwed up, or I didn't say it this way, or this is the information that I got. And I'm not afraid to do my homework and do investigational work or anything like that. If I'm going to bring you guys the information, I'm going to bring you solid information. I'm not going to sit here and half step a damn thing. I'm going to let you guys know the real, because that's what I want to bring. That's what I'm bringing to my table, not to the table. This is what I'm bringing to my table, and I want to share it with you. So, yeah. But when it comes to the board of the Grammys and how the consultants and how they deal with it, they tell you, and here's the fun fact, if y'all don't see this on TV, what they used to do when they rolled the credits, they used to say when the voting started and when the voting ended. And then they have a board of trustees who they actually sit down. And they give pretty much the overview. They give the overview of the year and what artists have been pretty much raking in the money. Like I said, according to Billboard, according to radio airplay, according to concert tickets, according to what streaming services and things ran up their albums, every album that got released within the year, they run that up. They run that up to vote in each category what artists fit that template. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this is what people don't understand. So, again, if you're going to be on the board when it comes to giving out these hardware every year, you have to be a very you have to be a very interesting person that can dibble and dabble in each and every part of music, each and every part of these genres, and really understand it and really get a sense of what artists brought money to the table and how the fans are getting through, are getting into that artist, are tapping into that artist, and then walking away with the win that they secured, that they feel comfortable in because they worked hard to get that. Whether they got it or not, to be nominated in that category is good too. But hell, you want to win. You want to win. So like I said, do I think that Jay-Z pretty much was like, he was just saying it. He was just saying it because, again, like I said, the Grammys have been happening for so many years, and there has not been change. But now, since you put it out there, and now we're all listening, you got to be for the change. And I don't think Beyonce, you know, would feel the way about it. No, I think she wouldn't. She's been decorated with Grammys for a while. You know what I mean? So again, it's not someone missing out on that, and it's not her being ungrateful. It's just that you got to work hard. You got to work hard and you got to figure things out. And just because you may have not secured that win this year, don't think you're not going to secure it next year. You can't win at all things, but you're decorated enough to be in that category. You're decorated enough to get that acknowledgement, but it's just a time and a point where you just have to work hard so you can keep your winnings up. Because again, let's talk about it. There's a lot of artists out here that I feel that don't get the recognition. And there's some that get too much. And it's kind of an overkill. And it's not, it pretty much loses its seniority, if you ask me. Because again, it's hard for artists to figure that they want to make this crossover. And this would happen back in the day when they used that word crossover. I think now, for me, music is music. It's considered popular if it has a good beat, a nice melody, a great hook, intro, outro, very good lyricistic content. And whoever that artist is able to convey their feelings, subject matter, message, and how whatever they want to convey on that track that will reach the masses. Not just where I'm talking from, but I'm talking about beyond. We're talking about not even in the 50 states. We're talking about overseas and stuff like that. And also, you have to look at things overseas as well, too. Because remember, music touches everybody in every state, every continent, you from here to the coast to overseas. It do. So, again, I think that you taking up for your better half, you taking up for your better half. But sometimes you have to allow, once you say things, you also have to change them. You have to change the narrative, not to support just what you've been talking about, but why do the Grammys do what they do? And how the Grammys can open up doors so now that things won't feel like it's biased or people are overlooked or artists are not being appreciated or valued for the records that they put out in the year and they're not in those categories. What can be done about that? And for those who you feel deserve to win or don't deserve to win, that's here nor there. But again, like I said, you have to do your research and your due diligence on how they vote and what strategies and stuff go into play when it comes to these artists getting nominated in these categories. And this is why you have to be on the board, my friend. You should be on the board. I understand you work for the NFL and stuff like that, but you need a person that you can trust that's going to be on the board, that's going to vote in the way that needs to be voted so artists can feel like whatever records they put out can be carried across. But I think also as artists, y'all have to be able to not only just give put out tracks and singles, but there has to be videos behind it. People like music videos. I know I do. I like a good music video because I get to see the visual and the work that you put behind that track, and I get to understand it in my head and be like, okay, that video, I get to run that up on YouTube and stuff to make more coins for you. Just saying. It go hand in hand. Because I'm going to be the one coming out to the concerts. Just saying, that's more money for the bank and the buck here. I'm just saying. And if I want to see my favorite artist, I'm gonna get up off the money. And I'm going to come out and show out. Just saying. No tea, no shade. But, yeah. So hopefully things will change in the industry. We're not going to hold our breath very long or sooner than you think. But I just think when it comes to voicing your views and voicing your ultra opinions, it sometimes have to come back with the point of, where's the change? And you have to change certain things and just work a little harder so you can have a seat at your table, because you don't want to sit with everybody else at the table that's already been there. You want your own table, so build your own table. And definitely keep working hard and just keep enjoying life and understanding that it's all not about business, but it's all about fun. Because some things you have to be able to have fun and energy when you put respect and when you put respect and content on your craft and about your business. You got to give it 110% no matter the circumstances. And if you do need to take a breather, you know, it's okay. But yeah. Pretty much. But that's what I got for you guys. It's just a recap of last night's Grammys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I did. It was good to see musical legends still come out and stand out. I have my laundry list of who I would love to have worked with if I was an artist myself. I'm just saying. That record would have been interesting. Had a whole bunch of people on it. But yeah. Oh, before I jet, I got to do the who am I. Yes, who am I? Okay. Of course I'm an actress. Why wouldn't I be? I acted as many moms, many aunts. I even appeared on a couple of television shows. Don't call me a piano woman, but I play that. I tickle the ivories very well. I could kick my leg up very high. Isn't that swell? My name ain't seven, but I do be out in these streets. I'm that actress that cannot be beat. Y'all give up? Anyone? Give up? Y'all still don't give up? Girl. Okay. That happens to be the actress they all know as Miss Jennifer Lewis. Auntie Jenny, as she's lovingly called by a certain artist of mine. Oh, yes. Let's talk about it. Miss Jennifer Lewis. Yes, darling. She's played everybody's aunt, everybody's mom. I mean, come on. Black Hollywood. Let's talk about it. I mean, she's incomparable. She's unstoppable. And she could tickle the ivories and play the piano for me each and every time. Okay. And she's still doing it. And ain't nothing wrong with that. So, yes. So, yeah. Okay. That's all I got for you guys this time. You guys catch me on the next episode. I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about at that particular time, but trust me, I'll keep you on the edge of your seat. So, until then, you guys stay safe. Later.